Last time I was with you, we talked about another judge. His name was Gideon.
上次我和你我在大家当中的时候，我讲的是另外一个士师，他的名字叫做基甸。
Now we're going to talk about Samson, who was not a good judge.
今天我们讲的是参孙，这个是个不怎么样的一个士师。
Samson did a lot of things that were not right.
参孙做了很多不好的事情，不对的事情。
His story is here in the Bible, so we can learn from him.
但是他的故事记载在圣经里，所以我们可以从中学到很多东西。
And his story reminds me very much of the way people are now in the 21st century.
他的故事也让我们联想到今天我们生活在二十一世纪，我们自己的一些问题。
On American TV, I hear people say often, "The heart wants whatever it wants."
在电视上，我们经常听到广告词这么说：心里想要什么，就得要得到什么。
When people explain to me what they love, they say, "I can't help what I fall in love with."
当我要人解释一下什么是爱的话，这个人可能说我没法不爱这个女人或者这个男人。
Particularly in American culture, we've made an idol, a god, out of our own desires.
所以在美国这个社会里，我们把自己的欲望作为自己的偶像，作为一个神。
What happens when I worship the things I want instead of God is I suffer.
如果我把我的欲望作为神来崇拜的话，而不是敬拜真神的话，那我就会受苦。
James in the New Testament says each person is tempted when he's lured away and enticed by his own desire. Then when desire has conceived and gives birth to sin, and when sin is fully grown, it brings forth death.
雅各书第一章说，每一个人都受试探，都是被自己的私欲所勾引诱惑的。私欲怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪长成了，就产生死亡。
I need to tell you more of Samson's story.
所以我现在为大家详细讲讲参孙的故事。
This is from the previous chapter, Judges chapter 13.
这是紧接着前面这一章的十三章的这个故事。
An angel of the Lord appeared to Samson's parents.
那么一个天使向参孙的父母显现。
And the angel told the parents, "You're going to have a baby boy."
天使告诉他的父母，你们会生一个男孩。
He will deliver the people of God, Israel, from their oppressors.
他会把以色列人从压迫者中所解救出来。
As he grows up, he is supposed to be completely dedicated to God his whole life.
但是他长大以后，他必须全神把自己奉献给神。
And they said that he would be a Nazarite.
那么在圣经他必须成为一个拿细耳人。
A Nazarite is someone who never cuts his hair.
拿细耳是从来不去剃头发的。
And he never is allowed to drink wine or eat grapes or anything that might be fermented.
也不能喝酒，甚至不能吃葡萄，因为他们不能吃一切发酵的东西。
He'll live his whole life and completely be a person who loves God and serves God.
他的一生就是要去爱神，来侍奉神。
But knowing this, Samson did not live completely dedicated to God.
但遗憾的是，参孙却没有做到神所要他做的这些。
Like so many people today, he tried to serve his own desires and serve God at the same time.
他就跟我们今天的很多人一样，他想既侍奉神，又侍奉他自己的欲望。
As you saw from this part of Samson's life story, that produced terrible things in his life.
我们也看到参孙的这些故事在他的生命里造成一些很可怕的后果。
Let's look at Samson's life and see what happened when he served the idol, the false god of his own desire.
我们看看当参孙去拜假神，就是拜自己的欲望的时候，发生了什么事情。
He had spent his time in a village that belonged to the people who were oppressing Israel.
他出生的那个村庄是以色列人，以色列人当时是受压迫的。
The Philistines worshipped other gods.
他们的压迫者就是非利士人，非利士人是拜其他假神的人。
And like all idols, when people invent a god, they invent a god that serves their own desires.
就像所有人一样，当我们自己去制造一个神，那么这个神一定是服侍我们自己的私欲的。
So the gods of the Philistines were pleasure and prosperity and health and everything about me.
所以假神就是关于繁荣、健康、财富等等之类，都是关于我自己的事情。
Samson should not have been spending his time in this village with all these people who worshipped other gods.
所以参孙一开始就不应该这个村庄跟那些人一起来拜假神。
Remember, he was to be completely dedicated to God, the God of Israel.
记着，他是应该被全人的奉献给神，给以色列的神的。
And the same thing happened that anytime young men are in a place they shouldn't be in.
所以他也不应该去他自己不应该去的地方。
He saw a beautiful girl.
但是还是去了，他看到一个漂亮的女人。
And he decided that she was the only girl in the world that would make him happy.
他认为这个女人是唯一世界上唯一可以使他高兴的女人。
He said, "This girl is the girl I want."
他对他父母说，我就要这个女人。
God's will and plan for your life and my life are to bless us.
当然，神的这个对我们的计划是要祝福我们。
God wants to protect us from things that will destroy our lives.
但是神也保护我们，帮我们不去在那些会毁坏我们生命的东西。
In Exodus chapter 34, God told his people this, "For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Lest you, and here are the things that would happen, you would make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and when you whore after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and you are invited, you eat of this sacrifice, and you take their daughters for your sons, and their daughters whore after their gods, and make your sons whore after their gods as well."
所以在出埃及记34章是这么说的，你不可敬拜别的神，因为耶和华是祭邪的神，他名为祭邪者，恐怕你与那地的居民立约，他们就随从自己的行邪淫，给自己的神献祭的时候，有人叫你，你就吃他的祭物，又恐怕你给你的儿子娶他们的女儿为妻，他们的女儿随从自己的神行邪淫的时候，是你的儿子也随着他们的神行邪淫。
The people of God were to date and marry people from their own faith.
神就会他就会去跟那些假神的这些儿女去约会。
Samson's parents tried to convince him. They said, "Aren't there a lot of pretty girls here in among our own people?"
参孙的父母是否想阻止他说，难道以色列人没有足够的女人跟你来约会吗？
Samson's only reply was, "She pleases me."
但是参孙回来说，哦，因为我喜欢她。
This is what I want.
这就是我想要的。
Today we kind of try to do both things. We want to serve God, and then we want what we want.
今天我们也是，一方面又想是敬服侍神，另一方面又想要自己想要的东西。
If what I want and what God wants is the same thing, then that's never a problem.
但如果我要的跟神要所想要我要的是一回事的话，那么就不会有任何问题了。
But what Samson wanted was something he knew God had forbidden.
但是参孙想要的，他知道是神所禁忌、神所不喜悦的。
In Judges 17, it talks about what happens in a country or a culture where everybody worships their own desires.
那么在士师记十七章说过，当时人都是。都行自己看为对的事情，都是敬拜自己的欲望。
Judges 17:6 says everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
士师记十七章六节说，个人都行自己看为对的事。
That's what postmodern culture is like in America.
这正是后现代美国社会的写照。
If you look at the famous people on television, this is how we live.
你看看，如果在电视上那些名人，他们的生活方式就是如此。
Everybody wants two things in life, they say.
每个人在生命里都需要两件东西。
By the way, this starts when you're about 8 years old.
这个当然，你从八岁的时候你就知道这个事。
The first thing I want is to do anything I want, anytime I want, and be in charge of my own life.
第一个就是说，我想在任何时间都做我想做的任何事情，我想自己做主。
And the second thing I want is no bad consequences for any of my decisions.
第二个就是说，我所做的事情没有任何不好的后果。
If I do something wrong, I don't want to suffer for it.
如果我做了错事，我也不想去因此来受苦或者受责罚。
And that has been something that people today will sacrifice their whole lives for.
今天的人们就是以这样的方式来牺牲自己的生命。
We're going to find out that both of these things are not possible and not true.
我们今天会看到这种生活方式既不真实也不可能。
The second mistake that Samson made was to misuse God's power in his life.
参孙犯的第二个错误就是错误地运用了神给他的能力。
This is a great and fantastic story about how Samson was attacked by a lion.
在这个故事里，参孙被一只狮子来攻击。
And when the lion attacked him, the Holy Spirit rushed on Samson and gave him great power and strength.
当狮子向他吼叫的时候，向他攻击的时候，圣灵大大感动耶和华，感动参孙，所以他可以来打败狮子。
The original language says that Samson tore the lion in half like a piece of paper.
原文说，这个参孙把狮子撕成两半，就像撕一张纸一样。
And God in His grace and mercy protected Samson.
所以，有恩典、有怜悯的神保护了参孙。
God did this in spite of the fact that Samson was disobeying God.
即使参孙在之前没有顺服神，神仍然保护了他。
Do you know that God loves you when you obey Him?
你知道吗？当你顺服神的时候，神爱你。
Most of us understand that.
我想每个人都知道这一点。
God still loves you when you disobey Him.
但即使你不顺服神的时候，神仍然爱你。
So God gave Samson the power to defeat this lion barehanded.
所以耶和华就给了参孙这能力，使他能够赤手打败一只狮子。
Now I have to ask you a question. Are there any Chinese drawings of Samson?
在中国画里有没有关于参孙的肖像 ？I don't know.
If do you have illustrated Bible stories with someone who drew a picture of Samson?
你有没有在这个圣经的这个图画本上看过参孙的这个像画画
？Because the artist always draws Samson wrong.
因为很多画家把参孙都画错了。
You're probably wondering how do I know that?
你们会想我怎么会知道这点的呢
？When they draw Samson, they draw him very strong.
他们当他们画参孙，他们总是把参孙画了一个很肌肉男。
He has big muscles like a wrestler or Olympic weightlifter.
就像一个这个摔跤手或者一个这个奥林匹克举重运动员一样那么健壮。
But see, I don't think that was true.
但是我不认为这是参孙的真实模样。
If you keep reading the story, later Samson married a woman named Delilah.
如果你继续往下读的话，参孙在后来认识了一个女人叫做大利亚。
And in another time when they asked about Samson, people said, "Where's the source of his great strength?"
后来人们问参孙，你的能力是从哪里来的
？If Samson's biceps were as big as my legs, no one would have asked that question.
如果参孙真他的二头肌真的比我的腿还粗的话，那没人会问这个问题。
He looked like a very normal person, like you or me.
这说明参孙其实长得其实跟我一平常人是一样的，普通人。
He looked very normal and not extra strong in any way.
他并不是那种特别强壮那种类型。
So,
看上去
the great source of Samson's strength was not his muscles.
所以参孙的能力的最主要来源不是他的肌肉。
The source of Samson's strength was his relationship with God.
他的能力是来自于与神的关系。
Well, that's the source of your strength.
这也是你的能力的来源。
And that's the source of my strength.
也是我的能力的来源。
And it's not that people can just look at us and say, why is she so strong?
也不是说人看着你说你这个人好强壮啊。
Why is he supernaturally strong?
为什么他这么超自然的这么强壮？不是这样。
This is something God did for Samson because God loves him.
耶和华之所以这么对参孙，因为耶和华爱参孙。
After some days, he came to take her, the Bible says, and he turned aside and to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees in the body of the lion and honey, and he scraped it out with his hands and went on eating as he went. When he came to his father and mother, he gave them some and they ate. But he did not tell them that he had scraped the honey from the carcass of the lion.
接着说，过了些日子，再下去取那女子。转向道旁要看死尸，看见一群蜜蜂和蜜在死尸之内，就取手取蜜，用手取蜜，且吃且走。到了父母那里，给他父母，他们也吃了，只是没有告诉他这蜜是从 死尸里面取来的。
A Nazirite was not permitted to touch a dead body of either a person or an animal.
拿西尔人是不准去摸这个死尸的，不管是人的尸体还是动物的尸体。
But remember, Samson lived for his own human desires.
但是记住，参孙是为了自己的欲望而活的。
He was hungry.
他很饿。
So he was willing to abandon his promise to God, just to eat some honey.
所以他也顾不得给神的立的那些条款了，他只想吃蜜。
The question for you or me is, what does it take for us to abandon our love for God and do something wrong?
那么我们是不是也有这问题？为了做一些不好的事情，我们宁可放弃跟神的一些立约呢？
If someone says something unkind to me, is that all it takes for me to abandon the love of God and be unkind?
如果有人跟我说不好听的话，是不是我就不管不再想神的爱而去又反唇相讥呢？
If somebody offered me a lot of money to do something wrong, is that all it would take for me to abandon my love for God?
如果有个人给我一大笔钱让我做一件坏的事情，是不是我就可以抛弃神的爱呢？
If I see a person and I know this person's not a good person, but I can benefit from a relationship with them, is that all it takes to lead me away from my love for God?
如果一个人你明明知道不好，但是你知道跟他交往会给你自己带来好处，你是不是愿意抛弃神的爱去跟那个人交往呢？
Sometimes all it takes is for me to become angry about something.
有的时候我对一些事情非常的生气。
We worship what we actually live for.
我们为什么而活，我们就敬拜什么。
We can say I live for Jesus. Jesus is my Lord.
我们可以说我为耶稣而活，因为耶稣是我的主。
But what I do tells me if Jesus is my Lord.
但是我的行动才真正告诉我到底是不是为耶稣而活。
It's not just that I say the words or sing the songs.
光说光唱是不够的。
I need to follow Jesus sometimes when my desires tell me to go follow something else.
我即使我的欲望告诉我该走另外一条路的时候，我仍然愿意去跟随耶稣，这才是真正的为耶稣而活。
First John chapter 2, verse 16 says, For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but it's from the world.
约翰一书第二章说，原来世上的一切就如肉体的私欲、眼目的私欲和今生的骄傲，都不是出于父，而是从世界来的。
So let me tell you the opposite of what the culture says right now.
现在我跟大家讲讲，跟世界相反的这个，该怎么处理。
American culture says you can have anything you want and you can do anything you want.
美国的文化告诉你，你可以，你想要什么就可以做什么，就可以有什么，你想做什么就可以做什么。
Sometimes the teacher tells the students you can be anything you want.
老师也会对学生说，你可以你想成为什么人，你就可以成为什么人。
None of that is true.
没有，这些说法都不对。
The truth is, I can be anything God wants.
唯对的是，神要你成为什么人，你才会成为那样的人。
Let me prove that to you for a minute.
让我给大家证明一下。
I cannot be.An NBA basketball player.
我不可能成为一个 NBA 的篮球运动员。
I can't jump.
我不能跳。
I can't even reach the rim without a ladder of a basketball.
如果不搭楼梯的话，我也碰不着这个篮筐。
I can't run.
我也跑不快。
And I'm too old.
我也太老了。
There, I cannot be anything I want.
所以我不是我想成为什么就可以成为什么的。
Some of you understand math very well.
有些人数学非常好。
And some of you never will.
有些人一辈子也不会数学好。
You cannot be anything you want.
所以你不可能成为你想要的一个人。
And you cannot, the second dream is do anything you want and not suffer.
第二个梦想就是你以为自己想为所欲为都可以而还不会受苦，这也是错误的。
Samson's choices caused him to suffer.
参孙的这些抉择使他将来受了很大的痛苦。
But even then, God is bigger than our weaknesses.
但即使这样，神仍然比我们的弱点还是要大。
Samson went to his wedding party.
那么参孙去了他的婚礼。
The wedding party lasted 7 days.
这个婚礼搞了三天三夜。
How long are Chinese wedding parties?
中国的婚礼一般持续多长？我不太清楚。
How many days?
Just
one day. Okay, good.
一天差不多。
Remember, Samson was not allowed to drink wine.
记住啊，参孙是不能喝酒的。
But the word in the original language for this party means it was a drunken party.
但是原文说这是一个醉酒的一个婚礼。
And I haven't, it doesn't say that in the Bible, but I have an idea Samson was drunk.
即使圣经没有这么说，我也能够想象说参孙一定是醉得一塌糊涂。
You probably wonder how do I know that?
你可能想知道我怎么知道的？
He was making decisions like a drunk man.
因为他的决定就跟一个醉鬼做的决定是一样的。
Samson wanted to rob money from his new family.
参孙想开他的这个家庭的这个女方这个家庭的油。
He had no respect for his wife's family.
他对这个女方的这个父母一点都不尊重。
So he came up with this impossible riddle based on God'sA miracle when he killed the lion.
所以他出了一个荒唐的谜语。这个谜语当然只有他自己知道，因为是他打死狮子的时候发生的事情。
No one could have known the answer to this riddle unless he told them.
所以除非参孙告诉这个人，别人怎么会知道这个谜语的答案呢？
So this was just a way to steal money from his new family.
所以说白了就是说，参孙想借此敲诈一下他的女方的父母。
And then the second thing was he was going to get to tell the story of how he killed the lion.
第二件事，他后来又讲了他如何杀死这个狮子的事情。
And this would feed his ego and his silly human pride.
因为他很骄傲，很自满，他这个举动，这个壮举。
But his plan, his disrespectful plan, backfired.
但是他这种自以为是的这种计划，最终对他自己造成了伤害。
The Philistines told his fiancée that they would kill her and her family unless she found out the answer to the riddle.
所以非利士人威胁参孙的妻子说，如果你不告诉我答案的话，我就把你和你的家人全部杀掉。
She didn't trust her new husband.
但是参孙的妻子也不太相信参孙。
She cried and cried and begged and finally he told her the answer to the riddle.
结果他就在参孙面前一把鼻涕一把泪的，就是又央求啊，所以参孙没办法就把这个答案告诉了他妻子。
And then she betrayed him and told the answer to his enemies.
结果妻子就背叛了他，把这个谜底告诉了非利士人。
So he didn't love her and she didn't love him.
所以这两个人其实你也不爱我，我也不爱你。
He wanted her to possess her.
他参孙只是想占有她。
And she wanted him to possess him.
这个他的妻子也只想占有参孙。
In 2 Corinthians 6:14, it commands, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement is there with the temple of God and idols?" For we are the temple of the living God.
哥林多后书六章说，你们和不信的人不可同父一轭，义和不法有什么相同呢？光明和黑暗怎能够相通呢？基督和撒旦怎能够和谐呢？信和不信的有什么联系呢？神的殿和偶像怎么能够协调呢？我们就是永生神的殿。
So to those of you who are single Christians, I haveA command from God's word.
如果在座你还是一些单身的基督徒，那么我也对你有一些忠告。
Date and fall in love with and marry someone with the same faith you have.
那就是你要约会，你要结婚的人必须是跟你有同样信仰的人。
Glorify God with every part of your life.
这样的话，你就可以在你的生活的每一处都能够荣耀神。
Samson's desires and living for those instead of God led to a disaster.
因为我们看到参孙为了欲望而活，给他人和自己造成了很大的灾难。
He ended up divorced before he was even married.
他最后不得不离婚了。
He ended up with the people of his fiancée hating him, and he hated them.
结果他妻子那边人恨他，他也恨他们那边人。
His foolish gambling created a debt that he couldn't pay.
这个愚蠢的一场赌博，结果造成了这个债务，却是他无法偿还的。
Verses 19 and 20 say, the Spirit of the Lord rushed on him, and he went down to Ascalon, struck down 30 men of the town, took their spoil, and gave their garments to those who had told the riddle. In hot anger, he went back to his father's house, and Samson's wife was given to his companion, who had been his best man.
所以接下来说，耶和华的灵大大的感动参孙，他就下到亚什基伦，击杀了30个人，夺了他们的衣裳，将衣裳给了猜出谜语的人。参孙发怒，就上父家去了。参孙的妻就归了参孙的陪伴，就是做过他朋友的。
You're probably wondering by now, where's the good news in this story?
所以到现在你可能说，这个故事到底有什么，有没有一点好的地方呢？
The good news is that God has a plan to bless and deliver us that's even bigger than our mistakes.
那么这里的好消息就是说，即使我们有这么大的错误，神仍然可以利用它来祝福我们。
In verse 4, it said his father and mother did not know that it was from the Lord, for he, meaning God, was seeking an opportunity against the Philistines. At that time, the Philistines ruled over Israel.
第四节说，他的父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为耶和华找机会攻击非利士人，那时非利士人辖制以色列人。
The Old Testament that says that God has a plan for your life and my life, a plan to bless us.
所以旧约告诉我们，神对每个人都有个计划，就是这个神想通过这个计划来祝福我们。
Sometimes we make bad decisions and make the wrong choices.
有时候我们做一些错误的决定，选择一些错误的事物。
And when we do that, we suffer needlessly because of the consequences of our decisions.
当然，我们也为此付出了一些不必要的代价，受了不必要的苦。
That doesn't mean that God made me do the wrong thing.
这并不意味着是神要我做这些错误的事情。
And because God's power is more powerful than my mistakes, that does not mean that my mistakes don't matter to God.
虽然说神的这个能力超过我们，我错误超过大过我的错误，但是这不意味着我可以得到神那得到许可，可以继续犯错。
I should not despair because I've made some wrong decisions.
所以当我们的确是犯了错以后，我们也不要绝望。
God still planned to deliver his people through Samson's life.
因为耶和华仍然想找机会把以色列人从非利士人里面救出来。
And in spite of the things that Samson did, God would do what he promised to do.
而且神一定会做他已经承诺要做的事情。
I'm going to give you two closing important messages from God about your desires.
那么在结束之前，我跟大家再分享两点关于神的这个应许的事情。
Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart."
诗篇37篇第四节说：“你们要以耶和华为乐，他就把你心里所求的赐给你。”
If you desire to be happy and to have great relationships, do it God's way and be patient.
如果你求的是喜乐平安这个忍耐。
If you are wanting to be delivered from fear, trust God, and He will, when it's time, deliver you.
如果你所求的是想从这个绝望抑郁中给解救出来，那么你就耐心的等候神，神一定会来搭救你。
If you need healing, or if you need God to provide for your financial needs, trust God and let Him supply your needs.
如果你需要医治需要这个。养家糊口需要维持生计，那你也请你相信，信靠耶和华，因为神必然会来攻击你。
Follow this advice from Jesus our Lord.
所以要听从耶稣的这个忠告。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
那就是你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们了。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are easily tempted by our own desires.
主啊，我们是如此容易的被我们自己的私欲给诱惑。
The book of James tells us it's not the devil who tempts us.
雅各书告诉我们，并不是魔鬼在诱惑我们。
And we should not blame God when we are tempted.
我们受诱惑时也不要去怪神。
But we're led astray by the temptation of our own desires.
我们是被自己的私欲所误入歧途。
Thank you that you've given us the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是感谢你给我们能力，给我们圣灵。
And the power of the Holy Spirit is not just so we can impress people with things we can say or do.
圣灵的工作不是让我们去在人前去显耀。
The power of the Holy Spirit is so we can, in your strength, live for you and make the decisions that bring you glory.
圣灵的工作是让我们靠着你的力量，我们为你而活。
We can delight in the things that delight you.
我们喜悦你所喜悦的事情。
And we can desire the things that glorify Jesus, our Savior.
我们向往的是荣耀神、荣耀基督、救主的事情。
Give us this strength so that we seek your glory and your righteousness as our first priority.
主啊，赐给我们这能力，让我们能够愿意追求这样的公义，追求这样的荣耀。
And then trust you to supply all our needs richly in Christ.
信靠你，你会丰丰富富的把一切都供给我们。
Amen.
Amen.